next on the 5 o'clock report.
The Republican Party has changed.
This administration has no clue what it's doing as far as border security goes.
But back and forth is a pain.
I just wish we got a clear answer.
It's becoming as predictable as the sun rising in the east.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price. Down goes Disney.
Go woke, go broke.
That is our top story at 5. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing legislation today that strips the House of Mouse of its ability to self-govern. A special tax status that's been at Disney for over 50 years has now been revoked. Correspondent Phil Keating gets us started.
The bill eliminates the special self-controlled tax district that was created for Disney more than half a century ago as part of a deal with the state to lure Disney to Florida to build Disney World and bring millions of tourists from around the globe, create tens of thousands of jobs, and generate massive sales tax revenue. It's called the Reedy Creek Improvement District, which approves and pays for all zoning, roads, and emergency services within Disney's 40 square miles.
That is Phil Keating reporting. The measure comes on the heels of Disney's fight with Governor DeSantis over a new law in Florida that bans the teaching of sexual orientation at school to young kids. Here's talk show host Clay Travis.
We went through this in sports and continue to go through it in sports. When you have a woke, hyperactive political universe in the world of sports, and a lot of people say, hey, I just want to watch sports. I don't need to worry about what the coaches or the players or the owners think about politically. I just want to enjoy the game. I think many people feel that same way about Disney.
The new move in Florida makes it harder for Disney World to expand its theme parks in Orlando. Governor DeSantis also today signing 4 measures that ban the teaching of critical race theory in schools in Florida.
To teach our kids to hate this country or to hate each other. We're not going to tell other kids that they're oppressed based on their race.
Civil rights attorney Leo Terrell.
These are great bills signed by the governor. It prevents an educational hostile takeover by the progressive left who want to push critical race theory. It creates a level playing field.
The critics claim that critical race theory isn't even being taught at schools in Florida. A Texas National Guard soldier died today while trying to rescue migrants who were trying to cross into the U.S. illegally at the border with Mexico. Border agent Hector Garza says the soldier was a hero.
They will risk their lives to save any human being, including that of the illegal aliens that are coming across the border. And again, it's very, very unfortunate because these migrants are putting their lives at the hands of the cartels. And we know that the cartels have no regard for human life. And unfortunately, in this case, our soldier passed away and drowned in the river.
Today's tragedy comes as the Biden administration gets set to end Title 42 next month. The Trump-era policy allowed for the immediate expulsion of illegal immigrants in the country because of COVID. Brandon Judd at the National Border Patrol Council says the crisis at the border about to turn into a catastrophe.
There is no plan right now. There has been no plan that has been given or disseminated to rank and file Border Patrol agents on how we're going to deal with this crisis once Title 42 goes away. This administration has no clue what it's doing as far as border security goes.
Brandon Judd says once Title 42 goes away, 18,000 illegal immigrants will cross the U.S. southern border every single day. Now to the war in Ukraine, where Russia continues to take more land as the fighting nears that 2-month mark. Mass graves, meantime, have been found near the besieged city of Mariupol, where up to 9,000 Ukrainians could be buried.
Some of the bodies wrapped up in plastic bags, and in places, these graves several bodies deep.
Officials say the graves prove Russia is guilty of war crimes. Andrea Yermachik is the chief of staff for President Zelensky. He says U.S. sanctions against Russia don't go far enough.
The Ukrainians continue to kill by Russians, killed our children, our women, our men, our soldier, our civilian, and destroying our city. It's absolutely understandable that this sanction, which exists, it's not enough.
Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says President Biden does not have the will to help Ukraine win the war.
It seems like win and victory have been purged from Joe Biden and the administration's vocabulary. Joe Biden has a case of the slows. What we are doing now, we should have been doing a month ago. What we're doing a month ago, we should have been doing 6 months ago.
Russian commanders saying today that their goal is to take over the whole southern part of Ukraine to create what they call a land bridge to a breakaway region of Moldova. Leaked audio reveals House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy told fellow Republican Liz Cheney that he recommended former President Trump resign following the January 6th Capitol attack.
Are you hearing that he might resign? Is there any reason to think that might happen?
I've had a few discussions. My gut tells me no. I'm seriously thanking for having that conversation with him tonight.
McCarthy went on to discuss the impeachment proceeding, telling Liz Cheney that Trump should step down. That audio courtesy of the New York Times. McCarthy also heard on the recording saying that the former president told him that he bore some responsibility for the January 6th attacks. The mass exodus continues at the front office of Vice President Kamala Harris. 13 staffers have called it quits since she took office a year and a half ago. Media critic Joe Concha says the VP has a reputation of being hard to work for.
It's becoming as predictable as the sun rising in the east, us talking about somebody leaving Kamala Harris's office. When you're polling even lower than your boss and the president and Joe Biden, and you have an authenticity problem and a likability problem, maybe, just maybe, people don't want to be on a team like that.
The latest to leave is the VP's chief of staff. She joins a string of departures in the office of Vice President Kamala Harris. On this Earth Day, President Biden signed an executive order in a Seattle park he says will protect the nation's old growth forests.
We're going to work with state and local and tribal governments to map, catalog, and then conserve old growth forests on our public lands.
Now, the president says forests remove at least 10% of the greenhouse gases from the atmosphere and play a vital role in limiting so-called climate change. Massive sell-off on Wall Street today. At the closing bell, the Dow down 981 points.
Fed officials are indicating that they're going to raise interest rates more aggressively than they have done in the past. Now, this is rhetoric. In Fed speak, they call this jawboning.
That is economist Michael Farr. Still to come this Friday, heinous shooting in Binghamton, new police chief in Syracuse, and the golden snowball in Buffalo.
This is meteorologist Ken McKinley with our Family Life forecast. We'll see clouds spreading across the area as we head through this evening and tonight after a very pleasant day today. The temperatures tonight generally staying in the 40s, although a few spots dipping into the 30s. Warm front making its way across the region through the day tomorrow. That'll mean a lot of clouds and maybe a little light rain once in a while. Temperatures tomorrow fairly comfortable. As the warm front pushes off to the northeast, skies will clear as we head through tomorrow night. That will leave us with a sunny and rather warm Sunday with temperatures across the region well into the 70s and perhaps 80 or a bit above in some locations.
All right, Ken McKinley at the Weather Center tonight, checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania, Friday, April 22nd. Police in Binghamton offering a $10,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest of the suspect in a shooting last night that claimed the life of a 12-year-old girl. Authorities say Eliza Spencer was walking with her family when she was gunned down last night. Eliza, a sixth grader at East Middle School in Binghamton, where grief counselors were on hand today and where they will be tomorrow. Steuben County, New York legislator Steve Mayo pleading guilty for his role in a sex trafficking and corruption case. District Attorney Brooks Baker says Mayo and three others have entered guilty pleas. He'll be sentenced in June.
All four played a part in that process and committed a pattern of criminal activity to forward the end of the enterprise.
Baker says Mayo pled guilty to solicitation charges. No word yet on whether or not he'll step down as a legislator in Steuben County. In Syracuse, New York, the police chief there, Kenton Buckner, resigning from his post today. A bombshell announcement coming via email. Buckner has been the top cop in the Salt City for the past 3 years and says it's been an honor and a privilege to serve the people of Syracuse. Deputy Chief Joe Sicily now the new chief. Cecilia has been with the Syracuse Police Department for 35 years. Six Pennsylvania universities poised to merge into two can keep their full array of college athletics. The mergers this summer represent the most significant change in the 40-year history of the state system of higher education. Effective July 1st, California, Clarion, and Edinburgh will become Pennsylvania Western University, or Penn West, while Bloomsburg, Lock Haven, and Mansfield in the Northeast will be known as Commonwealth University of Pennsylvania. New York expected to be short 40,000 nurses by the start of the next decade. Now in efforts afoot to help those looking to get their foot in the door on this profession.
We're working a third harder than we were before to make sure that we have enough people to care for the patients. And that's hard.
Hazel Robert Shaw, head nurse at Thompson Health in Rochester. She's teaming up with the Finger Lakes Community College to provide financial assistance to nurses in training.
And having a pipeline of nurses who are excited and looking to come into the profession is an amazing opportunity for us to guide and support and grow them. So, yes, as a two-way partnership, it's a really good thing to have.
Vaccine mandates and an aging workforce, all factors in the nursing shortage crisis. A Philadelphia woman has broken the Guinness World Record for running the fastest marathon in a nurse's uniform. Sam Roker ran the Boston Marathon in 2 hours, 48 minutes this week, all while wearing her nursing scrubs.
It's a little different, a little more material.
Roker raised $45,000 for the American Nurses Foundation.
I was looking for a way to just bring some kind of positivity to my coworkers and my friends who have been struggling.
Roker says COVID has crushed the nursing profession. May, by the way, is National Nurses Month. Buffalo, the snowiest city in these United States.
Yeah, Bill, the Queen City winning the Golden Snowball Award, which goes to the city with the most amount of snowfall in a single year. Buffalo recorded 96 inches of the white stuff this past winter. Anchorage, Alaska came in second. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Thank you, Tracy. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Stocks sharply lower to end the week on Wall Street. Rising bond rates, disappointing corporate earnings, and fears of aggressive Fed rate hikes all fueling today's massive sell-off. All three major averages lost more than 2.5% as the Dow chalked up its worst day since October of 2020. At the closing bell, the Dow was down 981, the NASDAQ dropped 335, and the S&P 500 off 121. Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm, helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Sometimes things don't work out quite the way we had hoped. Hi, I'm Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute. 32 years ago tomorrow, the Coca-Cola Company announced that it was changing the formula of its flagship soft drink. Unfortunately, New Coke turned out to be the biggest marketing mistake in history. Eventually, the company reversed course and brought back its original formula. Well, we all make mistakes, but fretting over a mistake doesn't fix anything. Instead, we have to face the error and then do what we can to change course. For example, if you made a financial mistake, maybe you spent too much on something or made a bad investment, all you can do is take your lumps and resolve to learn something. No one's perfect, but we can gain wisdom by facing up to our mistakes and learning from what went wrong. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free MoneyWise app. You'll find it on our website at moneywise.org.
Let's stop by the Weather Center one more time. The weekend is here. So too is meteorologist Ken McKinley.
This is meteorologist Ken McKinley with our Family Life forecast. We'll see clouds spreading across the area as we head through this evening and tonight after a very pleasant day today. The temperatures tonight generally staying in the 40s, although a few spots dipping into the 30s. Warm front making its way across the region through the day tomorrow. That'll mean a lot of clouds and maybe a little light rain once in a while. Temperatures tomorrow fairly comfortable. As the warm front pushes off to the northeast, skies will clear as we head through tomorrow night. That will leave us with a sunny and rather warm Sunday with temperatures across the region well into the 70s and perhaps 80 or a bit above in some locations.
All right, Ken, have yourself a great weekend. Finally, this Friday, a California homeowner is shocked after finding five bears living underneath her home. Here's correspondent Nika Magias.
Ann Bryant, executive director of the Bear League, says it's actually quite typical.
It sounds outlandish and like it just can't be real, but we have about 100 to 150 bears every winter here at Tahoe, somewhere around the basin, that hibernate under houses.
The bears all pick that spot to hibernate for the winter. At one point a few months ago, the homeowner and other residents heard a low rumbling coming from beneath the floorboards. They thought it sounded like snoring, but never checked it out. And earlier this week, the mama bear woke up. She started making scratching noises in the crawl space under the house. Then her 4 1-year-old cubs followed her out. Officials with the Bear League believe the family was under that house for about 4 months.
Thank you, Nika. Nika Magias reporting, and that is the world we live in this Friday. Thanks for coming along and have a great weekend, won't you? I'm Bill Price, Family Life News.